What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Two people enter. Only one will leave. Do you have what it takes? Can you beat Jeez?
The answer to that question is slim to little chances based on his overall record. 187 wins, 17 losses, and currently 17-0. So yeah. It's been a bit of a roll. Let's get you a playing partner. Good morning. Which friend of show is this?
This is Wrong Way Rodney.
Wrong Way Rodney.
What's that?
Oh, God. Are you driving right now?
I am.
Are you driving the wrong way?
No, I'm not driving the wrong way.
Why they call you Wrong Way Rodney?
Oh, that's from Gilligan's Island, Wrong Way Feldman.
Ah, I gotcha. That's a reference from my era.
Oh, okay.
Rodney and I are in the same vintage.
Yeah, it sounds like Rodney's much older than me, too.
Hey, Rodney, by the way, we're playing for Winterhawks tickets today. They're taking on the Seattle Thunderbirds next weekend. That's going to be a hell of a rivalry game.
Yeah, I'll be there, Rodney. So if you win, maybe I'll see you there. We can have a beer.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Rodney, name is your buzzer. First one to get three right is going to be your champion. Question number one. What instrument did Paul McCartney primarily play in the Beatles?
Rodney. Guitar.
A little more specific.
A rhythm guitar.
All right, Jeets. Because I hate the Beatles, and to be honest, I know he played an instrument. So if you're sitting there grinding over that, it's probably bass.
It is bass.
Yeah.
Sorry, Rodney. I couldn't give that to you because...
Wait, you were thinking about giving it to him.
I thought it would be disrespectful to George Harrison if I said he was the rhythm guitar player, because he's not. He's the bass player. Question number two. By area, what is the smallest of the Great Lakes?
Rodney. Michigan.
Michigan is incorrect. I thought he was going to say base for some reason.
No. Oh, God. I'm having such a brain fart on the Great Lakes.
Three, two,
one. Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney would be
Lake
incorrect.
Paul McCartney.
It is Lake Ontario. Question number three. When going to jail directly in Monopoly, you are required to do two things. What are they?
Rodney.
Don't
pass go and don't collect $200.
Boom. Rodney is a Monopoly pro. Mm. Question number four. Roger Murtaugh is a character in what 1987 Mel Gibson movie?
Jeez. 87 Mel Gibson movie?
Yes.
Is it, oh God.
Three, two, one. And you're out. Ron, you got a guess?
How about Mad Max?
That's what I was going to say. I couldn't think of it.
Mad Max would be incorrect. Lethal Weapon. Roger Murtaugh was Danny Glover. Role in that movie. Question number five. The Yukon River flows through what state?
Jeets. That would be Alaska.
That is correct. Jeets is in the lead 2-1. Come on, Rodney. Wrong way, Rodney. Got to tie it up here. Question number six. Greenland is a dependency of what country?
Jeets.
Rodney.
The United States.
The United States would be incorrect. Rodney.
Iceland
is incorrect. Denmark is the right answer. Question number seven. What plant do scientists use to clean up radioactive waste?
What plant to clean up radioactive waste? Plant.
Three. Two.
Jeets. Weeping Willows.
Weeping Willows. Good guess. Pretty close. Not correct. Rodney, what do you think?
Cotton.
Cotton. Another good guess. Sunflowers.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I put it in. I thought it was really interesting. Bunch of guys standing around spitting seeds. Question number 8. This classic sitcom character was played by Irene Ryan from 1962 to 1971. Should be in your wheelhouse, Rodney.
Yeah, no, I have, I don't, like, you might as well have asked that in Japanese. I don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
Are you out? Rodney.
Classic sitcom from 1960. Jeez, Leave It to Beaver.
Leave It to Beaver. Good guess, not right. Go ahead, Rodney.
Happy Days.
No. She was Granny on the Beverly Hillbillies. Come on, boys. Question number 9. This company was founded in 1976 by the two Steves.
Rodney. Microsoft
is incorrect. Jeets.
No, because that was Ballmer and, it was Paul Allen and the other rich guy. I can't think of.
I can't think of his name either. He's the main guy, but I can't either.
Yeah, he's like the main nerdy dude.
Bill Gates. Yes.
The two Steves, that would be Steve Jobs and, Apple?
Apple Wozniak, yes, and that is the win.
Oh, that was 3?
That's 3. Yeah! Wrong way, Rodney. Now we know why you have the name Microsoft.
Well, Rodney, wrong way, Rodney. Easy for me to say. Let me play you out with a little Limp Bizkit. Thanks for playing. Someone just texted in. I thought Thursdays were Terminator Thursdays because last Thursday I did it as a Terminator there. Sorry about that.
Tough to remember that week to week.
I got all fired up playing Wrong Way Rodney. Right. As soon as he gave me the nickname there, I forgot to become the Terminator. Last week, I played the game as the Terminator.
You did. All right. Well, hey, congratulations. You move on now to 18-0. We will play Can You Beat Jeets tomorrow morning around 7:35. Ever miss an episode? We got you covered.
You can find every episode of Kenny Beach Eats on Terry Boyd's World's Podcast. Download and subscribe to Terry Boyd's World's Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.